V'hinei b'gemara. The Gemara says, Haloshein, in describing Hanukkah, k'shegavra beis malchus chashmanoi v'nitzchum. Tells us the Hanukkah story, and tells us that the Yevanim were making wars on Israel, and metamed the beis hamikdash, and the climax of the story is, k'shegavra beis malchus chashmanoi v'nitzchum, and then there was a strengthening, a gevura on the part of the beis malchus chashmanoi, and they had victory. Victory. Victory is a good word. We don't use that word enough. It's victory.
We need it.
Okay. You know, during the last Lebanon war, so I was Masader Kedushin somewhere, and the Chasan and Kala asked me to, under the schus of the chuppah, to say a tefillah with everybody for the soldiers in Lebanon and all the people that were with Sakana up north. So, which of course I did. So I spoke under the chuppah about the importance of our tefillah and how we need a Yeshua, and we need to be able to get out of here safe and get out of here with our lives, and Hashem Baruch has to guard each one of us, and everybody should be mispael. So standing next to me, reading the ksuva, was Rav Steinsaltz. So Rav Steinsaltz said into the mic, Yeshua, we need victory! Victory! What's with Yeshua? Yeah. So my first reaction was like, what are you interrupting me in the middle of my what are you Krista Arayn over here. But then I realized that he's saying like a Dover Amuk, you know, a Chakira Amuka. Are we looking to get out with our skin, or are we looking for victory? We're taking over Eretz Yisrael. We're here in Eretz Yisrael. Malchus. So that was Makabel. Victory.
You can have victory without a Yeshua.
Could be, and that was his point.
No, but I'm saying you can have victory, but it's not necessarily Yeshua. Yeshua could be called a victory. That's why that's a nusach.
Or victory. Why? You could have Yeshua means you're saved.
Yeshua means is more final.
Yeshua means you're saved. I don't think Yeshua. Yeshua's deliverance. Okay, I'm saved from a makom sakana.
Phew. You can come back tomorrow.
Phew. Yeah. And they do.
All right.
So why was Hanukkah victory?
It's just interesting lashon of Chazal. I just wanted like kishagavra malchus beis chashmonai, and they took over the beis hamikdash and they lit the candles vidliku neris v'chatzris kachacha kishagavra malchus beis chashmonai v'nitzchum.
But it was.
It wasn't much. What kind of a nitzachin was it exactly? So our subject. So freit reb tzadik a gavaldik a kasha va'oz kasha and Chazal oz loyhayu malachim. The Beis Chashmonai were not kings at all. These Kohanim that did the fight on Hanukkah and Nitzchum and won the war, they weren't kings. Rak acher kach zera zera lachu lahem shem malucha. The Beis Chashmonai, the Malchus Beis Chashmonai, that they became the kings of Israel during the end of the second Beis Hamikdash, which led us right up to the Chorban of the Beis Hamikdash, which they became very corrupt. Many of them were very corrupt. Many of them had their hands in the pushka of the Beis HaMikdash. Many of them made all kinds of deals with the Yevanim, and then with the Romans afterwards. So the Malchus, they basically caused the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. But that was the Malchus Beis Chashmonai. The Chashmonaim were the Tzaddikim in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, which were fighting against the Yevanim and the Misyavnim and giving clarity to Klal Yisrael of their mission and their cause, and to stop assimilating with the Greeks. Those were a group of tzaddikim which were not called at all Malchus Beis Chashmonai. Freiter of Tzaddik. So what does the Gemara mean when it says Kishagavra Beis Malchus Chashmonai Menitzchum? Eisen, Kashis Eisen, right? Vaha Ramban, famous Ramban, Parshas Vayechi, Kosav. What was the onesh of the Chashmonaim? Af shehayu chaside elyon, v'nasa nes kizeh al yadam, that even though they were Chassidei Elyon and they had such an unbelievable miracle come about through their hands, and Mikol Malkim Nanshu, but the onesh of the Beis Chashmonai was Shlo Nishtayer Mizaram Klal, that there isn't one Chashmonai left any longer. Ad Sha'amru called the Amar Mi Beis Chashmonai Malka, anybody who says that I am part of the family of the Chashmonai, Avdahud La Ishtayer Minayu Elahi Rabisa, there was only one girl left of the Beis Chashmonai and she committed suicide. There is no more, Chazal say, there is no more Beis Chashmonai. I told the story on Shabbos, I think, that when the Bnei Yisachar came to the Choyza from Lublin, and he showed him the manuscript of a sefer. So it was on. It's on the Chodesh Hashanah. He wrote on Tishrei, Cheshvan, and Kislev, and on Chanukah he has. Today it's a separate sefer. Chanukah he had way more than in all the other parts of the year. So the Chozim Lublin said to him, "Why are you writing so much on Chanukah, not on Rosh Hashanah, not on Yom Kippur, not on Sukkot?" So he said, "I think I'm from Beis Chashmonai." He says, "I think I'm from Beis Chashmonai, at least a Gilgal of Beis Chashmonai." So. So the Choyza told him that you can't be from Beis Chashmonai. The Beis Chashmonai on Avdahu. You can't be from Beis Chashmonai. You're in a, it's an impossible situation. So he said, "So I don't know. So you tell me, Choyza Milublin, why am I writing so much on Chanukah?" So he says, "Because you're from Shevet." Choyza told him, "You're from Shevet Yisachar, and Shevet Yisachar was the Beis Din which paskined for Kla Yisrael that Chanukah should be a Yom Tov." Va'achain, he went out of the meeting with the Choyzim Lublin and he called the Sefer B'nai Yisachar. Even they had no kesher with Yisachar at all. It's kesher with Yisachar. He was going to call it B'nai Chashmonai. And instead he called it B'nai Yisachar. So the Rambad says, Navla b'igro b'isa, the Gemara says that the last Chashmonai fell off the roof and died. V'loi nishtar mehem afne kevois. There's nobody, even if the Kavos would have been there, you could at least say, "Look, I'm through my mother, I'm from Beis Chashmonai." But even that's not there. Because I'm Zakhtar Rabbad, Sha'oit Shab Haya Mishum Sha'avru Almash Nemar La Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. The reason why they received this Oynish, says the Ramban, a well known Ramban, is because you're Kohanim, you're Tzaddikim, you saved Kla Yisrael, you made Melchama, you became a Tzava, very nice. You shouldn't have become kings, because kings is only for Shevet Yehuda. La Yasser Shevet Mi Yehuda. You're not from Yehuda, you're obviously from Shevet Levi. So what are you becoming? What are you becoming? The Malchei Yisrael?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
Oh, very good.
Are we saying that their Malchus lasted hundreds of years and then they were wiped out, or that that their Malchus was short-lived, but that affected them for hundreds of years that later caused them to be left?
The Chashmonai. I'm not sure which. Not sure if either one of those are the what. Okay. The what? What are your two sides?
We're saying on the one hand that nothing is left, and we're also saying that it caused the second Churban. So, how long did they actually last?
200 years.
So for them having all that, it was not so question because it wasn't just five people. There was must have been hundreds of
the base Chashmonai.
This was almost a hundred
huge,
people.
Huge, huge. Just look at it. Even if you go through Josephus, mm-hmm. and you look at the family of the Chashmonaim king, Yanai HaMelech, mm-hmm. the Beis Chashmonai. All of those Yanais. Yanai was like Paro. You know, Yanai was a name, right? Christianity came from the Chashmonai also. We believe that John the Baptist was Yanai HaMelech. You know, or Ben... Yanai is Greek, interesting, for Yochanan. Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shemesh Pekuhun, Shmarnim Shana, V'achar Kach Nasa Tzaduki.
That's what that was father?
No, grandson.
Yochanan Kohen Gadol was John.
Grandson of the Maccabees.
So Yochanan Kohen Gadol was John the Baptist?
Yeah, the one who became a Tzaduki was John the Baptist. So he became close, became the Rebbe of Yashka. I'm not sure if this is a Jewish belief or just mine, but I'm Jewish. it's almost burr to me that when Yeshu Hanotzri ran out to the Dead Sea region, to run away from the Pharisees. That's us. We're Pharisees. when he went to run away from us, so he ran to, obviously sort of a spiritual person, he ran to find the Derech, and he found this Derech by Yochanan Kohen Gadol, Shishimesh Bekuna Shmarnim Shana, at a very old age, ran out to the Masada region, Qumran region, to do his own thing, and really, I think it's not our subject. I don't want to go into it right now, but really, I think that the religion of Christianity is the religion of John the Baptist, who was the religion of Yochanan Kohen Gadol.
So is that another Onesh?
Who was an Onesh for his grandfather, Kirilu, but he was named after Yochanan Kohen Gadol. Hashmonai Uvanov. Yochanan Kohen Gadol was four generations back, it seems from the Gemara in the history of the Yochanan. Shimesh Bekahuna Shmarnim Shana means he didn't do a chet. For Shmarnim Shana, otherwise he wouldn't have survived. He spoke one word of Lashon Hara, you can't survive the Kodesh HaKadosh of Yom Kippur. It's very scary. Listen, what does the Gemara learn from this story? Gemara has one sentence to learn from this whole story. He was pretty close to Yom Yisrael. You can't be a Kohen Gadol until you're 20 years old. 13, but the Hanhaga Lamaisa was 20 years old, the Gemara says. So he was 20 when he became the Kohen Gadol. He was 100 when he became a Tzaduki. Gadol Adar. And what's Al Tamin Ba'atzmacha? Not according to the way I'm learning it, it's not just the Pshat, well, Nebuch, he became an Acher, but he started a religion, in a sense. The Chayad Moin B'tzel Tzal Moin is the end of the most Surah Chanukah. The end of the Beis Hashmonai is the Chayad Moin B'tzel Tzal Moin. It's referring to, this was written, the whole most Surah was written by an anonymous person by the name of Mordechai, obviously. Most Surah, Rabbi Shroys, Dvir Kodshayat, who lived in the time of the Crusaders and spoke about the history of the Jewish people in a niggun. There is no other niggun like that I know. Spoke about the whole history of the Jewish people, and it ends off with a niggun that was dispashet, you know. The Teimanim sing this song. Mm-hmm. Everybody sings most, or different negudim, but the words were dispashet everywhere. So we don't even know who wrote it. Some anonymous Mordechai. Wrote it. The words are deep. The words are beautiful. Kedai to. I have a suggestion for Chanukah. Maybe while still like change the niggun, not that it's not a nice niggun. Most Tzur Yeshua was a nice niggun. It is a nice niggun, but change the niggun because that'll change our whole thinking of it. Just change the niggun. There's other most tzurs. Like sometimes you need the change in order to get a new charge of the most sort. But okay, the Chanukah story in a sense is the story of the Jewish people. So Anon Bedidan, what's the Indian? Oh, thank you very much. We brought donuts for the
thank
island.
You.
So Yochanan was the grandfather, or was he in
grandfather and the grandson. Name, they're called Yochanan, then Yanai.
Then Yoshka's Rebbe was
Yochanan.
Which one?
John. Yochanan.
Was Yochanan Kohen Gadol?
Not the father of the Hashmonai. The grandson of the Hashmonai.
Later,
grandson of the Maccabees. In fact, he was probably on the transition edge of the Kohanim becoming kings. Probably that's where this took place, at the end of the time of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Bayis Sheni. Thank you, Eliezer. Yes, sir. Put them out for everybody, please. So let's get back to Arkasha. Why are they called Malchus Beis Chashmonai when these were the tzaddikim of the Beis Chashmonai? It only took many generations. Ube'es Hanes, at the time of the miracle, the Chanukah story, the miracle, Rak Koyhanim Umatisyo, Koyhan Gadol was a small Olam. Matisyo, Yochanan. V'yesh lahavin lama amr v'gemara loshen u'kishagavr beis malchus chashmonai. Okay, gevaldik akasha imshat. Adiyuk imshat. Says Reb Tzadok, furthermore, gab kol ha'inyin yifla. The whole thing is a pele. Sha'av shibatzinu b'yirovim shayim melech. We find Yerovim, but Nevatu was a melech Yisrael. Av shahayim mishevet Yosef. Aloy haya alpinavi. That was alpinavi. So how was that? It was alpinavi that he became a melech Yisrael. So how'd that happen? How'd that happen? The Navi didn't know the halacha. Avokan haloi haya alpi askamas kol Yisrael. Yitin lahem keser melechus. It was Klal Yisrael, Chachma Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael that said that the base Chashmonai be Malchus. By the way, in an intelligent speech by Netanyahu spoke 2 days ago at the Hanukkah of Hanukkah, our prime minister spoke, and the one who introduced him said that he thinks that today the prime minister is the Melech Yisrael. And that was the cover that he gave him, that he was the Melech Yisrael. Netanyahu today is considered the Melech Yisrael. So when Netanyahu got up to speak, he said, I hope I'm not the Melech Yisrael, because Melech Yisrael could only go to Shevet Yehuda. And if you're not from Shevet Yehuda, your Zera is completely erased at that. So he says, I'm not looking to be a Melech. Very good, very good. So he also he's also holding with the Indian over here. Such an enigmatic country that we live in.
After all, his name is Binyamin.
How does he know he's not from Shevet Yehuda? I don't know if he knows he's not from Shevet Yehuda. Maybe he's from Shevet Yehuda. Avokan haloi haya al pias kamas kol Yisrael itin lam keser malchus v'af liyanai malka, even to Yanai, John, Yanai malka, Yanai hamelech, Amru, Rav lecha keser malchus hanoch keser kahuna. Enough with the keser kahuna, Yanai. You are the melech. Yanai melech Yisrael chai v'kayim. That's what they said. You see, we're going back to David melech Yisrael chai v'kayim malchus based David malchus Yehuda. V'harei al malchus hiskimu kol Yisrael ve'ech avra mashenemer lo yasu shevi Yehuda. The historical errors of appointing Yanai and the Tzedukim and the Beis Chashmonai of appointing them kings. Furthermore, Gam Yesh Lahavin. Furthermore, Lama Yeh Oynesh Chamor Kazeh. Let's understand. Okay, so Klal Yisrael went in a direction where it was off and needed a chiropractic adjustment to get back on, where the David, the Malchus based David, becomes Malchus Yisrael. Seder. But if you look at, like, if you're living in that generation where the Chashmonaim became Melech, it's hard to call it this is a big aver. It's not like they worshipped Avodah Zarah. They did it, but it's not like they worshipped Avodah Zarah or Gilui Arayos or Shvichas Damim. To have such a kares that there's no Zera Zaram that's Kayim Ad Oilam, it was a historic twist. It was a historical error. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so busy fixing this historical error that there was no other way to do it except to erase the whole family, erase the board, delete, backspace. Haflu v'fella. Haflu v'fella.
And then after 200 years, there's a lot of them.
Thousands and thousands and thousands. Gam, yeah.
You see, the Netanyahu got the message, though.
Got the point. By the way, this is the Ramban's Kiddush. This is the Ramban's Kiddush. For the Ramban, but the Ramban is saying a huge Kiddush. You want to know why there's no Chashmonaim anymore? Because they took the Malchus. That's a pretty big Kiddush for a Rishon to say. Ad kedei kach to say. Amnon ha'inyan hu. See, they also, like, I think it's a mistake because the Olam Tainus, the Yeshivish world Tainus, that the reason why Hanukkah is not a Masechta or not even a Mishnah like Purim is because the whole thing was wrong. That's what the whole thing was wrong. They shouldn't have taken the Malchus. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, who was from Shevet Malchus Beis David, was kind of upset with them. So it always had a reach rat to me, that vart. But it's silly if you think about it, because the Chashmonai themselves didn't do anything wrong. They were tzaddikim to Irem Kedoshim. There could have been a Mishnah and a Masechta about the Chashmonai without getting involved with the Malchus Beis Chashmonai. But Hadra Kushi Laduchti, you see, the Gemara does call the Malchus Beis Chashmonai. Amnam ha'inyan hu api mashenamar b'zayar ha'kadosh. Says the Reb Tzadok Yisoid Nifla. The way you want to understand this is api ha'zohar. Omar malka mikan ulahala krova dili ismaser biyadcha zainen dili mari magicha karva biyadcha. Get it? Zohar says as follows. That it's difficult to understand unless you work on it for a couple of minutes, but it's worth it. So Zohar, there is an idea of a matronisa that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zohar gives a mashal, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai gives a mashal. Let's understand it maturely and deeply. Zohar gives a mashal to a melech that picked a wife from all of the different opportunities that were available to him in terms of queens and wives and shvachais and women, and he picked one. How is she going to stand out? How is it going to become clear that this is my malka and it's not another shivcha? How is it going to become clear that I live with her is not enough of a mashal? It's not enough of a raya. How is it that I'm giving her wealth is not enough? So says the Zohar, putting in my words, I hope I'm saying it good, that he said that the melech, the yikari he de malka de matronisa tezel vihitagof kirba vihazla shlicha. That he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, created a situation where this particular malka became in charge of everything. Anybody who had to speak to the melech had to go to the malka. Anytime the melech wanted to speak to the people, he went through the malka. Anybody who had a budgetary concern had to go to the malka. So the Rebbetzin was in charge. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did in the mashal of desire. That's what he did with Klal Yisrael. He made Klal Yisrael the matronisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmai. So therefore, says the Zohar, everything that happens in this world has to go through Klal Yisrael, which is called the Matronisa, which is the queen, Eishes Chayil Miyimsa, and anything that Klal Yisrael, or anything rather the world, the universal world, wants to bring up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to go through Klal Yisrael. Not to be understood as an emtsoi to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's certainly not to be understood that there's anybody in this world maybe that can't turn straight to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But there's a certain, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu in his impossible to understand systems created a world of olamos and spheros and malachim. So the way that whole thing works is that Klal Yisrael is the matronisa.
How does that work with the rest of the mashal? Meaning, who has to go to Klal Yisrael in order to?
So I'll read you the Lashon of Desire, who speaks about this. Kol mehacha from this moment on. This is the dimshal. Kol mila de malka biyada de matronisa isbasra. From now on, anything the melech says goes through the hands of the malka. Afgid beyond a kozain and delay. I'm going to put all the weapons in her hands. Roy machim, sayofim, kashotin, chitzin, charovin, blistorim, kastiroin, oin, ivnin, seven different tools of war. Ramachim, sayofim, bows and arrows, spears, swords, stones. Eitzim. Ten, rather. Heim hasarim minei, he says in the Pirush, heim hasarim minei klizayin keneged ha'eser gvurois ha'mispashetas mi'eser sfirois shel ha'malchus. We don't have to understand it to know that that's cool. Kol inyan mari magichi karva. He put in her hands all of the soldiers. Magichi karva, or the tzahal, in the hands of this queen. Hadahu d'tziv, hine mitasei shilishloima shishim gibarim, kula machuzei cherem, eloim dei melchama. Everything's in her hand. Amar Malka, mikan ulahalo karva dili esmaser biyadach. From now on, all the milchamos themselves are going to be in your hands. Zainan dili mari magichi karva biyotcha, and all of my weapons and all of my soldiers and all of the wars themselves are going into you. Mikan lahala at havi naturally. And from here on, you are shomerously. Hadohu d'chsiv shomer Yisrael. Listen to this. Mind-boggling. Shomer Yisrael. How do you read that pasuk? How does the whole world read that pasuk? Shomer Yisrael, Shomer Yisrael. That, the what? Who's the shomer? Hashem is the shomer. Shomer Yisrael, Pirush. Shomer shel zeram pin hanikra Yisrael. That Klal Yisrael, you have just become my shomer. Klal Yisrael is called Shomer Yisrael. Yisrael the Shomer. Mikana lahala mandi itzchichli. From this point on, mandi itzchichli la yochala malala imi adoidil matrinisa. From now on, anybody who needs me cannot talk to me until you speak to the queen. Bezois yavai aroin el hakodesh. This is how Aaron came to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shlucha de Malka Bekola Bekamadu Kimna. It's a lesson here. I just want to... What the reason why he's bringing here is the union of Malchus. Malchus is the key word over here. And here's how it works in the Nimshol again. Kol shlichus de boy Malka mibei matronisa nafka. Any shlichus, any time HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to do something in the world, it has to come from the Malchus. The queen is called Malchus, the queen. So in other words, the Malka in the Nimshol is in charge of Hashkacha Pratis. We're the Malka, by the way. That's us. U'kol shlichus mitata l'Malka, and any shlichus from down to up, l'bei matronisa ayil. It has to go through the bei matronisa, the queen, that's us. Ayel b'kabisa lebei matronisa. Ayel b'kabisa ubitabod lebalka, and from it, from the queen, goes up. Ishtakach comes out. The matronisa iya shlichi dekula, that everything goes through the queen. Me'ela lasata, from top to bottom. Ubitata le'ela, and from bottom to top. In Hebrew, nimsa sha'amalchus hi hashaliach l'chol davar. Bein lahashpia milamala lamata, bein lakabalat filois milamata lamala. So everybody knows that when we're davening, it's going through, everybody in the world is davening, going through Eretz Yisrael, through Yerushalayim, through the Makim HaMikdash, going up. Valda I shlicha dekula. And as far as this goes, everything goes through this shliach, and this shliach is called the Malkan, it's also called the Malach. It's talking about Yisrael de la'ela shuzer anpin. The point is this, without getting too deeply involved in it, it means to say, at least the way I understand it, that this, the Zayar calls, this is why Reb Tzadok is bringing, the Zayar calls his matronisa, something like we call the Shechina, calls it Malchus. So Malchus doesn't only mean who's the king, who's wearing the crown, who's sitting in the Oval Office. That's not the only pshat in Malchus. There's another pshat in Malchus in the sense that this Malchus becomes the switch,
the gateway,
the toggle, from up to down and from down to up. So Let's just understand it deeply. We have a few minutes to understand this deeply. I spoke weeks ago about how the olamos work. Yisarusa de la'ela, yisarusa de la'sata. How the spheros work. And everything obviously starts, Reb Tzadok and Kedusha Shabbos, everything obviously starts with Hashem and works its way into this world through different emanations until we get what we see. Grass, rabbits, people, mitzvahs, averos. What we see, touch and feel. That's the world of asiya. Things go through these worlds. Atzilus, Eitzel Hashem. Bria starts taking some form. Yetzira takes even more form. Asiya. Comes into this world. In the world of spheres that are going on at the same time, it's starting with Chesed, Gevura, Mortzim, Tzum, Tiferes, Natzachoy, Yesoid. Yesoid is where it hits the ground. Malchus is where we are. So we're always understanding Malchus as the Hashpa from Shamayim to Aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not, doesn't want his Hashpa to remain ethereal. He doesn't want to just be something, some concept. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very real in our lives. And he's very real in our lives that we can talk and we can daven and we can live. You know, I was thinking that Yosef, it says, Shem Shemaim Shagur Alpi. The Shem Shemaim was Shagur Alpi, meaning he was, not just he said Baruch Hashem, Mirtz Hashem. It was an ongoing, constant conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All day long, Yosef was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was in the prison, he was in the palace, wherever he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem Shemaim Shagur Alpi. I believe that's what it means. Shem Shemaim Shagur Alpi. Interesting. So we always understood Malchus, that Malchus is coming from top to bottom. Reb Tzaddik is bringing a Zohar to tell us that that's not all that Malchus is. Malchus is also the switch which takes that which came from top to bottom, converts it into Gashmias, takes the Gashmias and is mala it from bottom to top. So now, Ein Melech B'loy Am, we have to take the world and create the world into a Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is all about. That's what Yerushalayim is all about. That's what mitzvahs are all about. That's what our little acts of chesed are all about. Making this world God's world. Malchus Hashem. This is, by the way, called, this is the real meaning, making this toggle of Tikkun Olam. I'll show you what I mean. But the concept first clearly, that Malchus is not only something on the bottom. Malchus is the switch which goes from top to bottom, conversion switch in the world of technology. There must be such a word. that which converts it and takes it and brings it back up.
Transformer.
Okay. And hence we have the circle. Hence we have the circle called the world. And the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided that he wants her. Who's sitting at the bottom of this circle? At the bottom of the circle, who is the transformer? The Malka Kadisha, the Malka. The Malka, the Matronisa, which is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is in charge of this aspect of the whole Bria, where we are the ones, we were created for thus. We are the ones that can take that which is spiritual, ethereal, conceptual, and bring it into the physical world, take the physical world and bring it back up. That's Shabbos. Because Sheshes Yomim Tasim Lachtecha, Yom HaShvi LaHashem Elokecha, the Sheshes Yomei Maisav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, that he created the world for 6 days, and on the seventh day, it's ours. What's ours? What are we supposed to do with it? We're supposed to take it, and we're supposed to use it, l'chvoid Shabbos, l'chvoid Hashem, l'chvoid Torah. That's what we're using our bodies for, our money for. Everything is l'chvoid Shabbos, l'chvoid Shabbos, l'chvoid Shabbos. Big day Shabbos, everything is l'chvoid Shabbos. So that's a new, deeper understanding of Malchus. So let me give a good muscle of this. We say, somebody have a sitter next to them? Shekayach. The tefillah we all know by heart, Dafka. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. Aseis kedula l'yotzer breishis lo yasanu kigoye ha'aratzeis. It's a tefillah, a piyut about Klal Yisrael. We're here. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adon hakol. L'seis kedula l'yotzer breishis. Shelo yasanu kigoye ha'aratzeis. We're not like all the other goye ha'aratzeis. V'lo yisamanu kemishpachos ha'adava. We're not like all the other families of the earth. Shelo yisam chalkeinu kohem agar aleinu kichol ha'amarnam. We don't have the same chelik as them. We don't have the same goyrel as them. She'em yishtachavim lehevel v'rikum espalulim el lo yeshida. I don't know what they're doing. They don't know what they're doing. But v'anachnu karim v'mishtachim v'moidim l'fnei melech malchei hamlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we've got it right. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one. So freik the piyut. What are we doing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Melech malchei hamlochim. What are we doing in this world? Because Shehud loitesh shemayim. V'yosei da'aretz. He's the one who made the shemayim v'aretz. And boishav yikarai. And that's where he would start off, if not for us. But later, l'shabeach, that we're here to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to earth, ground. Hu elikenu enoid emes malkenu efes ulasai biadata yevashivaisel of avecha ki Hashem holakim meshamai mi malval ores mitochas. So this is a paragraph which talks about how the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes from a place of high into the earth mamish. Who wrote this?
Yoshua.
Why? Yoshua wrote this when he came into Eretz Yisrael. Because coming into Eretz Yisrael, Aleinu L'Shabeach, was exactly this avoda. It was exactly the avoda of Lo Samanu Kibishu Koysadabu. Loisam Chelkeinu Kehem. We're understanding that it's so much so that we have a land to farm. It's so much so that we're so down to earth, we've brought, not that we're down to earth, we brought the energy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the spheroids of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mamish to a place of malchus. That's what all this is about. That we're moided to our malchus. It's so important to think about this. But here's what's more important. Al kei nekam alucha Hashem. Who wrote that?
Achon.
Right? Al kei nekam. Ayin Chaf Nun. Let's review our Bible. Achan. Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael. They had a miraculous victory in Yericho.
Victory.
In Nitzchum. In Yericho. And Yeshua said, let's not just have a victory, a military victory. Yeshua says, this is all Meforish in the Pasuk. Let's make this something which is like serious Kiddush Hashem. And let's make sure everybody understands in this country, Kananim, let's make sure that they understand that we're not doing this for money. And we're not doing this for political gain or for even, we're not land grabbing. So, Aser Lahanois Minacherim. So Yeshua made an announcement, Alpi Hashem, that nobody's allowed to take anything. Nobody's allowed to take any money. Nobody's allowed to take any women. Nobody's allowed to take any booty. Nobody's allowed to live in their houses. Cheirim on Yericho. And they had a huge hatzlacha. Next time, next war, next city on Ai. So says the Sefer Yeshua, they came to Ai. Bad news for the bears.
Ai,
ai, ai, ai, and Ai. Exactly right. Ai. You think that's where it came from, huh? Ai. Nafal mimenu rav. Nafal mimenu amrav. 36. That was big. Look what happens today if we lose one soldier. One soldier. It's tragedy. 36 means, where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the way we look at things. We're so medaktik on Hashem. 36 in a war? A bunch of nomads coming into a country. We lost the 36. Yeshua, he caressed begadav. He ripped his clothes. He was ba'avelus because he understood Hashem is not with us in the same way. Makarai had a nevuah. Hashem told him because ne'anisa minacheirem. Vayi Ochan, Ben Karmi, Ben Zavdi.
Zerah.
Huh?
Ben Zerah.
Ben Zerah. Lemate
Yehuda.
David knows his Tanakh. Where did he come from? Mate Yehuda. Bonadayek. Venana Minacherim. He took a Lashon of Zahav. He took some jewelry. He took stuff. He took stuff. Couldn't resist. Took stuff. Well, he hasn't seen stuff in years. Came from Mitzrayim. 40 years was under door. Right? There's nothing to do. They weren't in Mitzrayim stuff. So he took the stuff. Nana Minacherim. Okay, Yoshua, says the Torah. Yoshua did a Alpi Hashem. Did a prophetic discovery system, and he took the Aron and he went from Shevet to Shevet until he found out that it was from Shevet Yehuda. Then he went from Mishpacha to Mishpacha until he found out it was from Beizari. And then he went from house to house until he got narrowed it down until he got to Achan, And the end of the story was they took Achan to Beis Achar, am I right? Beis Achar, and they said, Vayirgumu Oisai Ba'oven. And the Shechina came back to Klal Yisrael, and we started winning wars again. Achan, his parting words were, Al kein nekava l'cho Hashem. El kein nelirois mehera b'sifaros uzecha. This was his vidui, if you will. Tikkun. Lahavir gilulim min ha'aretz v'alilim karaisi karaisun. The mistake of Achan was that he didn't understand how deep Malchus is. He didn't understand how down to earth and how much Hashgacha Pratis and how much Shmira HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving that little Achan goes and puts his hand into the Pushka of Yericho. What's the big thing that the whole Klal Yisrael is going to lose a war and eye and I killed 36 people because I took some jewelry into my house and put it in my pocket when nobody was looking? What was he seeing? What did he witness? What was the lesson of Klal Yisrael here? That Malchus is very, very deep. Malchus is very, very deep, and Hashem sees everything, so the Hashgacha Pratis is very, very deep. But not only that, L'sakein Olam, says Achan, L'sakein Olam b'malchus shakai, b'chov nevasir yikru ishmecha, l'hafnei selecha kol rishay haaretz. This is now, I'm not talking about what Hashem shmir on us is, this is talking about Shomer Yisrael, Yisrael the Shomer. Yisrael the Shomer, the new kavana that we have to have every time we say Shomer Yisrael. Yisrael is the Shomer. I'm tending this garden here. And my job is lahafnoi selecha kol rishay haaretz. My job is to get everybody like Avraham Avinu to understand that there's a Kadosh Baruch in this world. Lahafnoi selecha kol rishay haaretz. Yakir v'yedu kol yeshri say. But what's all this called? L'sakein oylam b'malchus shaknei. Our job is to do tikkun oylam. That's what Achan understood before he died. Our job is to do tikkun olam b'malchus shakai, in the malchus of shakai. Do you understand that shakai is the name of the bria, one of the names of the bria? That what does it say? Misha amar lamai, die. That's what shakai means. Shin daladud. Misha amar die. Misha amar die. Hashem said die. When Hashem created the bria, he said die. Let's understand it. What does it mean? He said die. It means that Hashem created the world, gave us a seed. The seed goes into the ground. Half of a fellow, the seed becomes a tree. The tree becomes branches. The branches become fruit. The fruit become apple pie. No. Die. Cotton grows. Half of a fellow, the cotton grows. It comes. Beautiful. Cotton becomes a shirt. Die. Misha amar lo ilamai die. Hashem said die. This is as far as the Bria is going to go. This is as far as the Bria is going to go. What happens now? How do we get our shirts? Take over, guys. L'sakein oylam b'malchus she'amar dai. That our job is to finish the Bria. Asher bara elikim la'asos. L'sakein oylam b'malchus shakai means that when it comes to the malchus of shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought it this far, now your job is to bring it further. That's what Achan misunderstood. This was the lesson to Klal Yisrael. L'sakein oylam b'malchus shakai. That's why he said, Al kein nekava. Now, this die might end when Mashiach comes. Asid ha'ilanois l'hoitzig luskaois. There's going to come a time. But right now there's eser malachos. In Sechet of Adam Arishon, there's eser malachos to making a pass. That's called tikkun olam. Whether it's
what's the Russian
nekave then? Nekave? Why nekave? Okay, nekave lochashem liros meir b'siferes uzecha. That if we do the tikkun completely, that the world is mesukan, and if the world would be mesukan, we'll take over in the short term Eretz Yisrael, and ultimately we'll be mesaking the chet of Adam Arishon and have Mashiach. That's the tikva. Ha tikva. This is the niggun. Okay, very good. Okay, nekave l'cho Hashem. Beautiful, right? Le'erois mehera b'siferes uzecha. The real hatikva of Achan. So, what is Reb Tzadok saying? Comes Reb Tzadok and he tells us that, okay, there's Malchus and there's Malchus. There's the Malchus, Beis David, of who is the king of Israel. There's the Malchus Beis Hashmonai, which was a Malchus before there was Malchus. Meaning, there was a Malchus of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was a Malchus of Yoshua, there was a Malchus of all kol minei, man Malchei Rabbonon, the Gemara says. There's no more Kohanim, there are no more, we don't know who Beis David is, we don't know who the Kohanim are, they're not the Malachim. Who's the Malachim today? Meaning, who's the switch? Who's the switching point that's bringing everything, like the Zohar says, from Bala to Bata and from Bata to Bala? Man Malchei Rabbonon. The change. Who is it? Who's the transformer? Those that are teaching Torah. Those that understand what the Ratzon Hashem is and how to do Tikkun Olam. It doesn't mean rabbis. Rabbonon means those that are bringing Torah down to earth. Man Malchei Rabbonon. So it's a different type of Malchus. As Reb Tzadok, and he tells us that this is why they were called Malchus even before they were Malchus. But what was the big onesh of the Beis Hashmonai? The big onesh of the Beis Hashmonai is that they took the Malchus the wrong way. They understood their function as being melochim of ruling the people, but they didn't understand the Malchus, or they weren't qualified bringing from the people up. The Tikkun Olam. That's it's so interesting, by the way, that Ochan was Mimata Yehuda. You have a function of Malchus. You have Malchus in your blood. Mimata Yehuda. Ben Zavdi, Ben Karmi, Ben Zari, whatever. Mimata Yehuda. You should have evaporated this upward, and if you would have done that, you would have expedited the Mashiach. Okay, Nakava, and we're still hoping. There, Rabbi said, please, I just want to say that it doesn't say anywhere in Halacha you're supposed to give a shir on Hanukkah, but it does say you're supposed to eat and celebrate and give Haida. There's more? There you go. L'hoi dois l'hala l'shim chalo. Dude, maybe we'll take a dig at l'chavit Hanukkah. What do you think?
Anybody wants the book?